application is case number 11341, the application of Jeffrey S. Lafferty. Site is located north of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, being northwest of Lawls Point Road, 0.4 mile north of Swan Drive, and being lot 43, block F, section B of Swan Key subdivision, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 533, map 12.16, parcel 260, and requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. More specifically, they requested a 4-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for the porch, requesting a 1.2-foot variance from the required 5-foot setback or side yard setback for an open unenclosed deck at the first floor, and requesting a 0.2 or 2/10-foot variance from the required 5-foot side yard setback for a shed. In this application, we've received no mail either for or against, and no mail return.
Thank you, Mr. Knight. All right.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Jeffrey Lafferty, 984 North Charlotte Street.
Step up so we can catch on the mic.
Jeffrey Lafferty, 984 North Charlotte Street, Pottstown, PA.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
You want to explain your request to the board, please?
Yes, we bought this property about a year ago, my wife and I, and we would like to enlarge the existing deck that's on the back of our property and also enclose it with a screen porch and a roof.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
So you're adding on the deck from, let's see, what are you adding, eight feet in the width? Is that basically what you're
correct.
Doing?
Correct, yes, sir.
And covering it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Mills?
Yes, can you address the standards for granting a variance?
Sorry, excuse me?
Can you address the standards for us for granting a variance?
I'm not exactly sure what you mean.
Did you fill out the application?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and with the application, there was a form that you signed that stated what the standards were for granting a variance and that you understood you had to convince us board you met those standards.
I do remember them. I do not remember them offhand, though.
Okay. Would you like some more time to prepare?
I actually have it. You can hold. Excuse me. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
The possibility of development, there's no, it won't affect anything. It's the back of my house. It's not going to affect anything with the surroundings around it. There's no uniqueness. It's just the size that we decided we would like to enlarge it to. Neighbors have no problem with this. It's really just enlarging it 8 foot, and that's it.
Is he finished?
Yes, I'm finished.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
So you're just enclosing the porch, the existing porch?
I'm going to extend it and enclose it, yes, sir.
You're going to extend it too?
Yes.
And a set of steps on the side of the the porch, that goes into the house or into that porch?
No, the it goes onto the patio. That one's existing now. The other set of steps on the side will go down to the yard, and that's why I wanted to go. That's why I need a variance on that side so I can put that set of steps in.
That set of steps. Okay.
Mr. Ricker.
So you're stating that you can't work within the envelope. In other words, you can't. This is a hardship on you, or?
I'd say it's a hardship because I want to put a roof on it and I want to have a set of steps coming down the back, yes.
Well, you have a set of steps, right, coming up from the patio?
From the patio, yes, that's existing.
So the hardship is what now?
I want a set of steps on the other side.
You want another set? Okay. All right, thank you.
So for what reason you want the steps there for? You only got one step. What do you need the other step for?
Just to get to that side of the yard.
That side of the yard.
I have no further questions.
I've got a question, just real quick.
I'm sorry.
Your survey notes that your property actually goes into the center of the lagoon.
Yes, sir.
So you lost about 20 foot of buildable lot.
Yes, sir.
Is that lagoon in existence, or is that?
Yes.
Okay. And it is, your lot is bulkheaded.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you,
Mr. Chubb.
Now, as part of this request, there are three different variances that you're applying for. Are you aware of that?
I was told when I applied for it they might be doing the other two. I wasn't sure until now.
There's a variance that's being requested for a shed,
yes,
and also for a deck. It looks like the front side of the house.
Yes, sir.
Can you discuss those for the board so we have some background about what those are, how long those structures have been there, that sort of thing?
Yes, sir. Like I said, I just bought this a year ago, and the side deck, the one up towards the front, was there when we moved in. And the shed, there was a shed there. I replaced that about 6 months ago with the same size.
Same location?
Same location, same size and everything.
Did you get a permit for that?
Yes, sir.
Just to clarify, you said that the deck on the front, towards the front of the house, next to lot 42, was there when you purchased?
Yes, sir. That's the main entrance to the house.
Right. The shed on the same side was existing when you purchased, and you've replaced it with a permit?
Yes, sir.
You haven't gotten a CO for that shed yet? Certificate of occupancy. Have you gotten a CO for that shed? Or was that one of the reasons you're applying for the variance?
I'm not sure what the CO is, sir. I never.
Yeah, but it would
certificate
have had to
of occupancy.
Let me ask the question a different way. Is the shed physically attached to the trailer or the house?
No, sir. It's sitting right alongside of it.
Just touching. It's not hooked in any way.
Not even touching, okay. No.
Okay. So you need a 0.2 foot variance, 0.2 of a foot variance for that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Now, any further questions?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The deck on the front of the house, it doesn't show in the survey how far it is from the property line. Is that also, it would appear that it's equally as close as the shed, if not closer?
There's two surveys, the small one and there's a larger one. The larger one showed a 3.8.
Got it. All right.
1.2 foot variance needed.
Thank you.
But the shed's the same location as it shows. The shed
appears to be attached.
But the survey shows it the same location as what was previous. Yeah. It was 4.8.
But he stated it wasn't attached, right?
Right, it's not attached.
Okay. It's still 4.8, same.
Well, it is, but if it was attached, it would have to be 10.
10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Lafferty, the shed is in the same location as it was before?
Yes, sir.
It's not any closer to the side?
No, sir. Exact same spot.
And it's the two surveys that we have in the file show that that's the same.
Yeah, the first survey was when I bought it a year ago.
Before in 2000, December 13, as you've already corrected it.
Yeah, well, the first survey was when I bought the house a year ago. Then the second survey I had done for the
oh, right. Back here. Yeah, right. Gotcha.
Okay. Is there any further questions? Okay. Hearing none? Okay,
are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 11341 under advisement.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we take case number 11341 under advisement. All those in favor of that motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Russell?
Aye.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway. So by a vote 5-0, case number 11341 is taken under advisement. What that means, sir, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.